Evening, everyone. Welcome to the Monday, December 16th edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Merton, and I'll be taking you guys through the latest in the world of mixed martial arts. I am still in Las Vegas. Had a great day today, a long day. Went to the Grand Canyon today. It was pretty amazing, so that was a really good time. But I obviously wasn't able to do the podcast this morning because I was literally at the Grand Canyon and on the bus all day. So it was like a 15-hour day. I'm finally back at the hotel and wanted to do this podcast to talk about the news, because there is obviously some news to talk about in the world of UFC. Of course, UFC 245 took place on the weekend. Really good card, some really significant fights and results, obviously. So I did a podcast live on Saturday night after the show, and I'm going to do another one just basically doing some fallout of the card and what happened since then. So in the 2 days since then, there has been some news, I guess. No fight announcements based on the fights from the card, but definitely some interesting tidbits here. Let's start with Kamaru Usman. So Kamaru Usman, in my opinion, probably was the guy whose stock raised the most, besides from Petr Yan, who I'll talk about in a few minutes. But his stock really rose after that win over Colby Covington. Fifth round TKO, one of the latest finishes in UFC history in a title fight. You don't see fifth round finishes too often, especially in literally the last minute of a fight, in a fight that was destined for a split decision had it gone the five round distance. So great win for Usman. Big win over Colby Covington, who I'll talk about in a second here. But Usman, right now, it seems like he's going to fight Masvidal next. That's the fight Dana White said. But according to Usman, he actually likes Leon Edwards and favors him as the number contender. So that's interesting to me. I don't necessarily disagree with this. And Leon Edwards has an 8-fight win streak. I think he's an extremely underrated fighter. He's not a guy that's super flashy, that talks a ton like Masvidal. But he's been quietly building a nice win streak here. I think Leon Edwards, though, does need like that marquee win on his resume. I think the Woodley fight makes a lot of sense for him. So I do believe that's the fight that's going to happen next. I do think we'll see Edwards versus Woodley. But it is interesting that Usman respects him that much that he brought up his name first and not Masvidal. There could be some gamesmanship there, because obviously I think Usman is well aware that Masvidal is likely to get that title fight next. So it's interesting he does bring up Edwards instead. But I do think Masvidal eventually does get that title fight. And the odds actually have opened up for a potential fight between Kamaru Usman and Jorge Masvidal. The online sports book Bodog opened that. Actually, it was BetOnline that opened it. And they opened Usman at minus 260 and Masvidal plus 200. So I think that line's like pretty wide at first glance. Masvidal deserves more respect than that. The thing about Masvidal is, like, even during this win streak, he's been pretty like underrated for the most part. Like the Nate Diaz fight notwithstanding, he ended up being the favorite there, but the Ben Askren fight, he was an underdog in the Darren Till fight as well. So this is a guy that for whatever reason does get slept on, including by me. To be honest, I picked against him his last bunch of fights and he's won them all. So he's a guy overall in his career I've been okay at picking his fights, but not lately. And I think that in this particular case, I believe that Usman should be favored. Obviously, he's the champion. He's coming off a massive win over Colby Covington. But you got to give Masvidal a little bit more respect. Plus 200 is a pretty juicy line, I think. So obviously, that's been online. The small limits there. Once the other sportsbooks open it, I do assume that the line will drop on Usman. He'll probably be like around a 2-1 favorite. But even then, it's like you have to really think about, I think, Masvidal in this matchup if he is an underdog, just based on what he's done in his last few fights. So interesting matchup. I do think this fight ends up happening. I know Masvidal is chasing that Conor McGregor fight. I know there's a lot of money there, but I just think that it's going to be Usman versus Masvidal. Just it makes too much sense. Edwards can fight Tyron Woodley. If he wins that fight, he can get the next title shot against the winner of Usman and Masvidal. But this is the fight that makes a lot of sense. Now, speaking of Masvidal, he actually was on social media and he gave props to Ben Askren and compared the way he handled the loss at UFC 239, the way Colby Covington handled the loss at 245. He basically said Ben handled it the right way. You know, he was very humble in defeat, and Covington obviously has been very grouchy. He hasn't been too happy with the stoppage. He's been going after Mark Goddard on social media, and I can understand it. I mean, first off, I didn't think it was a great stoppage. I talked about this the other day. You know, at the same time, even if he didn't get stopped there, based on the scorecards, he would have lost the split decision, so it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. But, you know, I can see why he's frustrated a little bit. Some other fighters have been given more leniency by Mark Goddard. Someone brought up the Kelvin Gastelum Israel Adesanya fights. That's a good example of that. Mark Goddard is a good ref, but like all refs can be inconsistent at times. But yeah, it was cool that Masvidal gave Askren some props there. I think there is some mutual respect between those guys now, finally, after obviously the fight in the summer where Ben got knocked out in 5 seconds. But yeah, you know, Colby's been kind of the goat of social media lately, in that he's been getting really kicked while he's down by a lot of people. And you know, I got to say, like, I think a lot of media members I've seen really going after Covington, saying some nasty stuff. But I think that's kind of unprofessional. You know, this guy is a mixed martial artist. You cover him as a fighter. I know some of the stuff he said is controversial, but I feel like the media in some particular instances, I don't want to mention any names, but I've seen like a lot of comments on social media, like really going after Colby. And I feel like it's a little unprofessional, guys. Like, our job is to cover the sport objectively. And when you're really letting your emotions cover the sport instead and really influence the way you think about a fighter, I don't know if you're covering the sport the right way. So that's just my opinion about that. Obviously, we all have our personal feelings about fighters and the way they act and stuff like that. But I feel like you got to kind of keep your feelings really neutral, especially if you're a accredited journalist. So I feel like the way Colby's been talked about on social media has been kind of weird, to be honest with you. Like, I understand he's rubbed the people the wrong way. I get that. And some of the stuff he said and some of his beliefs and all that, but still, the guy's a fighter and we cover him in sports. So you got to give him that respect. And I feel like a lot of people really disrespected Colby since the end of that fight. The guy put his body on the line. He broke his jaw and he went five hard rounds and, you know, for our entertainment. So I feel like he should get a little bit more respect. Anyways, just switching gears here to a couple other fights at UFC 245. We have Uriah Faber here. He says he's planning on fighting again, so that's kind of interesting. Faber is coming off the loss to Peter Yan. It wasn't a good loss, obviously, but I don't know. Like, it's hard to say. Like, he says maybe he'll do like one fight a year, so 40, age 41, age 42. So we'll see what happens there. I'm not too sure if he should fight again after this loss. And obviously he came off a 3-year layoff and he did knock out Ricky Simon. It was a great win, but I don't know if fighting again is a great idea. So we'll see what happens in Faber. But personally, like, I feel like, you know, he's got a wife and he's got a kid now. Maybe it's just time to really focus on that and focus on the gym and not fighting. And I understand he loves fighting, but I'm not sure if fighting is the right thing for him at this point. Like, if he wants to continue fighting, like, he doesn't want to be fighting guys at the lower level of the bantamweight division. He wants to fight guys at the high end like Peter Yan. So if he fights a guy like Peter Yan again, that's not a great matchup for him. And speaking of Peter Yan, Cody Garbrandt obviously had that run-in with him the other night. Cody Garbrandt wants to fight Peter Yan in Moscow. So Cody Garbrandt's fighting Rafael Sanzel at UFC Columbus. That's not an easy fight. If he gets by it, though, maybe this fight could happen. I feel like Peter Yan probably gets the title shot. I know that Jose Aldo is in contention right now for that. Dana White thought he won the fight. I just feel like that's kind of I don't know. Like, it's kind of meddling by Dana. Like, I get that I thought Aldo won. I get that Dana thought he won it and that Henry Cejudo wants that fight too. But on paper, he didn't win. And even if they treat it like a win, Peter Yan was far more impressive and should absolutely get that title fight. So we'll see what happens there. But I would give it to Peter Yan personally if it was my choice to give out the title shot, which is not. But that would be my choice. So anyways, just wanted to do a little bit of a shorter show today, guys. Talking about some UFC 245 follow-up. I will plan on doing a normal show tomorrow morning, afternoon-ish, breaking down there was a lot of fight announcements the last couple of days, so I plan on doing that. I should mention the preview for the Edgar Korean Zombie card. I can't do it tomorrow, obviously, on Tuesday with Cole, but I plan on doing that on Thursday when I get back to Toronto. So I'll be doing that. I should also mention I'll be at the TSN studios on Thursday with Aaron Bronstein and a couple other MMA journalists from the Toronto area doing a media roundtable. We did it last year. It was really cool. We did some predictions. We talked about the news. So it was a really good time. And I'm looking forward to talking to Aaron and a couple other guys there. Don't want to spoil it too much. I'm sure Aaron doesn't want me to say too much about it, but he definitely invited some great guests. So that should be really fun. But yeah, until then, you know, I'm just enjoying my time in Vegas. As you guys know, first time here for me, but it's been a really good time so far. There's so much to do. I've been like going nonstop the last 3 or 4 days, so it's been nuts. A couple more days here, and then I'm back home. I want to say it's been a vacation, but there's been so much to do that it really hasn't been. But you know what? It's been great, so no problem there. It's been a fun time, and again, apologies that the podcast hasn't been on a normal schedule this week, but it is what it is. So still want to get it done and talk about the news. So guys, follow me on Twitter at @MMAdamMartin, podcast, MMAoddsbreaker.com, YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts. I appreciate all the support, all the nice comments I've been getting lately. I really appreciate that, guys. Also, check me out at bjpenn.com and mmarings.net. Again, not doing a ton of writing right now because I am on vacation technically, so haven't been doing a ton, but I will plan on doing a lot of writing when I get back to Toronto in a couple days. So once again, guys, thanks for tuning in the podcast. Vegas has been awesome. Hope you guys have a great night, and I'll see you soon. Bye.